The University of Limerick is to open what it calls rainbow accommodation that gay, lesbian and transgender students can avail of. It's the first university in Ireland to designate rooms for this purpose. Earlier, I asked Carol Jane Shanley, UL's Campus Life Services Village Manager, to tell me more about the benefits of designating rooms for lesbian, gay and transgender students.
Coming to university is difficult enough as it is. I mean, you're going from asking permission to go to the bathroom to being completely in control of your entire life. You know, you're responsible for going to college and you're responsible for making sure all the work's done. No one's going to be checking up on you. And, you know, all of that carries enough anxiety with it, let alone having to come to college and have to come out to people all the time and come out to yourself. Coming out is a very difficult thing to do, and it can be absolutely exhausting if you're coming out to your housemates over and over and over again. So if this is just one thing that we can take off an LGBTQIA person's place, then we're really happy to do it. Rainbow housing creates and maintains a living space that is affirming to all sexual and gender identities. It's a support system in place so that we can ensure that no student who is struggling is alone in their experiences. They don't have to go to a counsellor or a mental health practitioner that doesn't understand what they're going through. They can just go to their housemate's bedroom door and knock on it, and they'll know that their housemate knows exactly what they are going through.
And you say it also sends a message to other students on campus that Limerick is tolerant and a safe place for LGBTQ plus students.
Yeah, that's our hope anyway. The best way to fight homophobia and transphobia is to get people talking and to create a culture of conversation, and we're really hoping that that's what rainbow housing will do.
Now, obviously, a student can choose whether to avail of this accommodation or to go into general accommodation.
But yes, they can, yeah.
They can. Now, some would say this could lead to self-segregation when integration should really be our goal. What do you say to that?
I don't think that it's segregation at all. I mean, it's community building. It's not isolating. It's helping you put support systems in place. We're not forcing anybody to go into this accommodation. It's meant to be a 100% positive thing.
And you have a good large number of applications already for this accommodation. Tell me, what has been the response so far?
It's been absolutely amazing. We've had nearly 200 people from 30 different countries apply for this. So it's not just incoming first-year students. We've got study abroad students. We've got people who might be coming in to do postgraduate study or their entire degree from other countries incoming, looking to do rainbow housing.
And how many rooms do you intend to designate at the University of Limerick for this accommodation?
As many as we possibly can. So we've 2,817 bedrooms on campus, and rainbow housing is just one of the things that we offer, and we fill as many houses as we can. Like, for example, we've had 414 people request alcohol-free housing, and we'll do our absolute best to fulfil all those rooms as well.
And are these houses spread throughout the campus or collected in one area?
Rainbow housing is available in every single one of our villages.
And that was Carol Jane Shanley, UL Campus Life Services Village Manager, speaking to me earlier.